When Mark Hall returned to his house on the night of September 25, he was shocked to find that a powerful windstorm had blown it away. A frightening wind had whipped through his acreage near Lizard Creek Bridge just south of Fernie, destroying everything in its path. His house had been ripped off the ground, tossed upside down in the air, and deposited back on the land in shambles. His sauna and greenhouse were torn to shreds. Massive trees had pushed through the walls of the house and the windows were smashed. His belongings were strewn around the property. Hall said the metal on the foundation blocks had been sheared off. "I've been at my place at 100 kilometers winds, and it's crazy for sure, but this was a whole other level," said Hall. "I'm a mountaineer. I'm no wimp when it comes to storms. This felt different. All night, I just kept thinking I was going to wake up and that this was all a bad dream," he added. Hall had noticed the wind picking up earlier that evening, when he and his children Neve and Kale were winding down after dinner. He said they could hear the wind howling and became concerned when trees started hitting the house. They got in the car to head into town, but they could barely see the road with the torrential rainfall and swirling leaves. Hall said that when they got to the highway, there were branches and trees flying everywhere and they watched the power go off at the Circle K convenience store. "It really felt like I was in the middle of a tornado. It was so chaotic," he recalled. Realizing he had left windows open at the house, he decided they should turn back to check and make sure everything was okay. But when they arrived back at the acreage, they couldn't find the house. "All they could see was darkness. Looking around, I was confused," he said. "I was looking into the abyss and my daughter said, 'Dad, our house is gone.' Then my brain could register what my eyes were seeing." Within the 15 minutes it took for them to leave the house and reach the gas station, the house had completely blown away. The frightening realization that they almost didn't make it out in time finally dawned on him. Hall was not the only person who took note of the strong wind pushing through Fernie that evening. Residents on nearby properties also found downed trees, although Hall said his was the only place in that area of town that was completely damaged. Environment Canada had the entire Kootenay region on alert on September 25, warning residents of winds gusts reaching up to 90 km per hour. Winds upwards of 107 km per hour were recorded by Environment Canada near Nelson, the strongest gusts ever seen at that station since it was installed in 1995. Even further west, a tornado was recorded as touching down near Fiva Creek and Christian Valley Roads. Meteorologist Armel Castellan said that most regional incidents were not caused by tornadoes, but rather straight-lined wind. Straight-line winds commonly form after thunderstorms and do not have the circular formation to be classified as a tornado, but can be strong nevertheless. Castellan said there is really no way to tell what kind of storm hit Fernie, since the Environment Canada weather station in the Elk Valley only measures precipitation and not wind. Hall has spent the last week salvaging clothing and valuables from the wreckage, and hauling away garbage. His family has found a safe place to stay, but he's still worried about the expense of rebuilding, since his home was uninsured. "I'm feeling pretty concerned. There's a whole bunch of question marks right now and a lot of it's financial," he said. A GoFundMe to raise $150,000 has started to help Hall build a new house and ensure his children are properly equipped for winter. "To even just get something basic set up for me and my two kids for winter, that's what the GoFundMe is for," he said. "I'm optimistic. I really do trust that everything will work out."